the Wham Bam Eastbound Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam Eastbound Show. Welcome to the Wham Bam Eastbound Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting the audio of this show from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. We have an all-Filipino show today with our guest, Arrow in the Quiver. We met three of the band members at Max's Restaurant, located at 3546 Kingsway, and we'll be doing a one-hour special with Arrow in the Quiver. Let's get to their interview after the break.
Hey, SFU! Getting money back for all your empty or refundable bottles and cans just got a lot easier. Just sign up for Returned Express for free. You can bag your containers, tag the bag, and drop it through the window at the new Express and Go container in the East parking lot. Return It will count your containers and credit your refunds to your online account. Learn more at returnit.ca/SFU.
Welcome, Arrow in the Quiver, to the Wham Bam East Fan Show on CJSF 90.1 FM. Please introduce yourself.
Hey, my name is Ramon from Arrow in the Quiver.
Banjo, I sing for the band Arrow in the Quiver.
And drummer, Ralph.
Awesome. All right, now tell me a little bit about your band.
We're 6 years old. We're very new.
Yeah. Arrow in the Quiver, we're Vancouver-based band. Most of us live in East Vancouver. One of us live in Surrey, but we're an all-Filipino band. Specifically, we play from the ranges of our influences from metalcore, hip-hop, reggae, and everything in between, thrash metal, yeah.
And we're here at Max Restaurant.
Yeah,
it's a cuisine of the Philippines.
Yes.
Yes. Now, have any of you guys eaten Max in the Philippines?
Yeah.
We have. It's actually been really big, I think, in the Philippines. Like, Max is just one of, like, a staple restaurant when you talk about
the chicken.
Yeah, their chicken is super good. But it's like a staple restaurant that when you talk or gather family and friends, like one of the restaurants that would come up would always be Max's or Max Restaurant.
Awesome. And is the food Max in Canada, is it the same taste as the one in the Philippines?
Definitely has a...
No. It's fairly similar, but I guess because of the ingredients and everything, there's like a little bit of a...
The way they cook it, like, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Okay, we're going to get right to the music now. In Your Hands. Tell me about that one.
All right, so In Your Hands, I actually wrote the song, and it's kind of like biblical in a sense, but it's also like the way we write songs, it's more of like the way how you could relate to a song is by like how you would approach life in a sense, which is kind of like you go through like challenges in life, but at the same time at the end there's always going to be a better day, there's always going to be like another chance for you to do better, to become better, and to do something that would be make yourself better than the previous you or the previous days.
my goodness. So what do you guys think about that crotch shot? Was that you? And it goes right up to there.
Well, that was us just trying to film ourselves, kind of like the B-side during a recording of our EP Alpha. Mm-hmm. That was at Rain City Recorders. Shout out to Matt Roach, who helped us produce that album, that EP, and also helped us produce our next album, upcoming, a full-length album, is called Invicta, so watch out for that one.
Awesome.
With that point of view, we just put like GoPros and cameras around, so that's a weird angle, but we'll take it.
No, it was great. Well, I'm sure some people were looking there, but I was looking at your tattoo. Right. I noticed, so let me just have a look. Are you wearing shorts?
I'm wearing pants, but I do have that whole thing over here. And you can see it's a angry wolf. It kind of commemorates the album, actually, Alpha, which is like the alpha wolf. Everybody has an alpha wolf within us,
right?
And it kind of what represents for me. So,
and then who's the artist?
The artist is Bakoba. That's my friend back in the Philippines, so shout outs to him. And if you're looking for fine lines tattoos, check my friend out. He's back in the Philippines in Iloilo, so shout out to him.
And there's some
good food. Wow. It's a popular soup.
Thank you. Okay, so somebody tell me about this soup.
How do I describe it? It's a beef soup.
Beef soup.
other band members that aren't here?
All right. So our bassist is Christian.
Mm-hmm.
He joined the band when we were recording the album, actually. And yeah, the EP. And then he's a nice guy. I like him.
And who else is missing?
The other member is the lead guitar player, which is my brother, Ed.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He is a nurse by profession, so he's working right now.
Mm-hmm.
But
weird hours.
Yeah, well, props to all the nurses.
Thank you.
Including Benj, actually, who's been just working like crazy, especially this pandemic time.
Sizzling. Thank you so much.
Woo-hoo.
Much pleasure, guys.
Let's look at this first.
I know. This is actually a food review show. Food vlog, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, now let's talk about your new album.
Mm-hmm. So the new album is called Invictus.
Mm-hmm.
Apart from the EP that we've released a few years ago, that was 5 songs. This time, Invictus is a full-length album. We got 10 tracks on it, and this was produced by Matt Roach at Rain City Recorders and mastered by Stu McKillop. Thank you so much for that, for those guys, for making us sound so good in the record. But yeah, we're super excited. We've been working with about this album for quite a while now, and we're super excited for everybody to hear it.
From their sizzling hot new album, here's Pride Kills on CJSF. We'll be right back.
play it like everyone else.
About other local bands that you recommend.
Oh, I recommend this band called Truant.
Ooh.
Right there, represent. They're releasing
an album,
I think. Yeah, check them out. I love that band. It's my number one local band.
And we're totally gonna play this for you, Ramon. Here's The Last Hunt by Truant. Is there any other local bands that you recommend?
Oh, definitely. I recommend you guys should listen to Our Boys, Olzoar. Those are brother bands. They're also an all-Filipino band, but they play death metal. Definitely gonna rip the stage when they go up there. So watch out for their upcoming shows. And they also just released an album recently. So yeah, watch out for those boys. We'll be right back.
you're singing, mm-hmm. like when you're like growling yes. and stuff, what do you do to prepare for something like that?
Just channel that inner angst and anger and then wait for it, wait for the show and just put it all out. Yeah, no. But really it's more of like conditioning of like the body to just make sure that you're well rested, had a good meal and just drinking lots of water, but also at the same time kind of like doing it the right way, the right method, because as you all know, you know, there's a lot of ways that you could do it and a lot of ways you could do it wrong. But if you do it right, it's gonna go for the longevity of your instrument, which is your throat or your voice.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to give a shout out to a couple of people, like Matt Roach taught me how to do it properly. Edmar from Ozawar also, they've taught me a couple of techniques just to how to use that that instrument properly. And yeah, just I guess just to keep my instrument alive longer, I guess, if that's the right way. And aftercare is a big thing. Right after a show, make sure to take care of your voice or of your body in general, you know. Mm-hmm. Have a good rest, not take something that's irritating, you know, like maybe cold or acidic drinks or something like that. Have a good rest and drink lots of water for sure.
Perfect.
Oh, rice is life.
You guys ordered too large rice. Enjoy.
All right, while the boys dig in, we're going to play Koma's show promo called Beyond That. And yeah, we'll be back with more Arrow in the Quiver.
This is the Beyond That show, 90.1 FM. My name is El Comet, LCOMMAT, aka LFDY88. I'm YBR, PC's real, born and raised, 8 Mile Freestyle Finalist, feature form Shade Records, open up 54.102 Amanda, and that is the point.
Beyond That, Kama Ariano Lopez is a local, multifaceted Canadian visionary talent. Every Wednesday from 9 to 11 p.m., join him for the freshest hip-hop and positive inspirational good vibes from all musical genres. Missed the show? Go to cjsf.ca for a podcast of the episode.
Did you have any bad riff recommendations?
I don't
really
listen to
bands. Okay. R&B boy band.
Do you listen to Filipino bands? Like back home too? Like
yes, yeah, I do.
Oh, okay, sure. Name some of those.
Alright, I guess one of like my biggest influence, and I think the whole band's kind of like digging into it too, would be Slapshot, and we've actually played with them back in 2017? 2018, 2017.
You could hear the influence in our music too. Through when you listen to our music, you could hear a little bit of Slapshot in there, you know. So it's a big honor for us to be playing beside them.
It's the year 99, coming, don't waste your time. I'm just a young man, old boy, spitting rapture shine. The pain's penetrating to my spine, unexplainable, it can't be defined. They hating me, stabbing me, playing me. Still I deal with the hates of the enemy. I'm hunted by fear when you speak and you mimic. Terrorize the mind like I'm drowning mnemonic. Slow like atomic, deadly with the technique. Dance to a song even though without the music. So they're gonna slide, they're gonna shoot, watch the way I flow. We all gonna die if you mess with the crow. Victimized when you close your eyes. Hear what do when you mesmerize. Surprise, never tell your lies. Before the telepaths get wise. Agent Orange, get up, get up, get up. Agent Orange, come up, come up, come up. Agent Orange, get up, get up, get up. Agent Orange, you better get up, yeah. Get up, get up, get up. Come up, come up, come up. Agent Orange, you better get up. You better get up, yeah. Close my mind, still I'll burn inside. Close my eyes, close my mind, still I'll burn inside. Close my eyes, close my mind, still I'll burn inside. Close my eyes, close my mind, burn inside. Close my eyes, close my mind, still I'll burn inside. Close my eyes, close my mind, still I'll burn inside. Close my eyes, close my mind, still I'll burn inside.
So the vocalist Jim Muir passed away, so that was painful. But yeah, definitely one of like the band that would always come up in mind is Slaptrock. Also, there's these bands called Greyhounds and Kessel are like another bands that we'd always like look up to. Philippine based.
Bye. madalas na ang pagdalaw pataas ng pataas pa ang lipad tungo sa araw ang lis mga pakpak ay bigla nilang napila si pinagpalit ulit sa ilus yung mga biyaya sukat man ang layo lakas ang lalim ngunit naubusan pa rin ako ng hangin sa lupa maglata at di kailangan lumipad iyon na between at buwan layo mo pa rin sa langit sunod lang ako na sunod ang kahapon na nakaluhod ulit pumabalik sa yapak mo kahit sukuin ka man nagpil kahit lupit tawis mo na kahit makin naging tapat mo ako malitin pinapuso mo sunod kahit sa nilae na lang may lunas nga matalagang sarap hindi ako makahinga ng malaya tumayo tumala sa piling niya ikay tumiglas sa kanya ikay magiging labo siya ang susunod sa'yo.
Any Filipino female bands that you could think
Filipino
of?
Filipino female bands. Mm. I do love Even.
Even?
They're called
yeah.
Even. There's another one. I think it's called Deska Goth, is okay. the name of the band. I love their music. I'm not sure if they're still together right now, but they're solid band as well.
In the world of anger, lies in my hate and power. very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers of just cited and justified. Here is the mouth thing you me up.
Gaze upon all you've done to your life. Take a look back and see.
There's a lot of unknown bands, like even in the Philippines, and just to give them more exposure for sure. Yeah,
yeah. I think like Philippines in general is such an amazing, like talented, like the people of the Philippines are like such amazing talented people,
mm-hmm.
and it's just we don't have, I guess, enough exposure, like internationally. But man, there's like so much bands locally that could definitely kill the international stage as well. So,
and just to say too, like Even is like a metal based. They're heavy metal, right?
Right, yeah. But they also have, like, their clean vocals are pretty good too, so...
Sadie, check out Sadie too.
Sadie is another one. That's,
yeah, it's a Filipino band, but which is female fronted. So, yeah, shout outs to Sadie. Big fan since then. Yes, we do have some shows coming up just regarding to like the pandemic restrictions easing out. So we have a couple of shows being booked right now, but one thing that the nearest one would be April 24th at Red Gate Society. We're gonna be opening up to a couple of bands that's coming in town from Saskatoon and Calgary. But just in relation to the new album that's gonna be coming out, Invictus, we're planning to have a release show for the launching of our album that's gonna be June 11th, because that's also gonna mark the release of the whole album everywhere, digitally. It's gonna be available on Spotify,
iTunes, Amazon Music, Apple Music on June 11th, and we're hoping we're gonna be able to book a show on June 11th also. So watch out, and you guys should come.
Thanks, guys, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam
East Van.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Aaron the Quiver, for meeting me at Max's Restaurant. And thank you for tuning in and hanging out with me, DJ Meddy. We're going to end with Carpe Diem right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. We'll catch you all next week. Good night. Next up is a hip-hop show called Next Step. You're listening on CJSF 90.1 FM. This is DJ Meddy signing out. Wham bam, East Van.